Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Third hour of the Alex Jones Show coming your way. Jack Blood, your radio gun, sitting in for Alex Jones today. Final day for me. And I only have three more hours of broadcasting to go, and I'm just getting warmed up. Want to hear from everybody today at 800-259-9231. I've got a lot of news, but as I said, 3 hours to report it on this network today. So we're going to get through everything. We've got a call to action for Congressman Ron Paul. He needs your help. We're all under massive attack, and that's just how it's going to be. But we knew when we were getting into this exactly what would happen, and we knew that if we had success, it would only intensify. But it just feels good. As President Bush likes to say, bring it on. So we're out there again on the front lines fighting for you, and you are out there on the front lines fighting for your fellow citizens, and I congratulate you for that. We're going to go to the calls here in just 1 second. I got to go over this story quickly. U.S. military links Karzai brothers to drugs. This is from ABC News Network, not from some blogger somewhere. Not that that would, by any means, relegate the information to the dustbin. No. I mean, ABC News is reporting this. And not that it must be true, but certainly it is very, very telling. And a lot of people have been talking about this, how largely 9/11 was about drug smuggling, how the invasion in Afghanistan was primarily about getting control of the massive multi-billions to trillion dollars worth of drugs moving out of there all the time. U.S. military documents obtained by ABC News list the brother of Afghanistan President Hamid Karzai, former UNICAL employee, as a quote-unquote problem maker in the pay of drug lords. Wally, that's right, folks, Wally Karzai is described in the documents as, quote, receives money from drug lords as bribes to facilitate their work and movement. These documents marked secret appear to be part of a, quote, U.S. military targeting assessment produced in January of 2005. The documents were downloaded from a computer, flash disk sold at an Afghanistan street bazaar for $200. Nine other prominent Afghanis are also listed as, quote, unquote, problem makers for a variety of reasons, including connections to opium drug lords. Wally Karzai strongly denied the allegations in an interview with ABC News today in Kandahar. Quote, I was never in the drug business. I never benefited. I never facilitated, never helped anyone with the transport of any kind. Pass me the hookah. There had been previous speculation of the presidential brother's alleged connections to drugs, but the U.S. military documents are the first indication of how seriously the charges are taken by American officials. The Pentagon spokesman declined to comment on the content of the documents, although one official said they do appear to be genuine. The Los Angeles Times reported on the similar documents discovered in a street bazaar in April, but did not report the allegations about Karzai. Very brave of you, Los Angeles Times. U.S. officials say they continue to investigate how sensitive documents ended up at the street bazaar. Well, look, folks, this isn't an accident. Somebody let those documents out. They wanted this to come out. For whatever reason, we can certainly speculate on why they might want to do that. I could spend an hour just speculating. We try not to do that on this program, though. It is a talk radio show, and we are allowed to do a little editorial. We're going to come back from this break and go right to your calls. Quickly, this is on my docket, so I've got to check it off. Calban Soap Company. Very simple, folks. Calban Soap is the best soap I've ever tried. I don't get paid to say that. In fact, yesterday, one of the listeners wrote me and said, well, I called Calban to get the special and mentioned Jack Blood. They didn't know what I was talking about. That's because this is the Alex Jones Show. You have to mention Alex Jones when you call them. Calban Soap, pure, natural, good for the environment, safe. And I got to tell you, folks, I even feel healthier using it. It just smells good. It feels good. You could literally, this is one of those soaps you could literally eat. And it's extremely cheap, much cheaper than the poison you're buying at the supermarket. Give them a call at 800-340-7091, 800-340-7091, or go to Calban Pure Soap, C-A-L-B-E-N, CalbanPureSoap.com. Great, great, like-minded sponsor of this program, non-corporate entity. We'll be right back with your phone calls right after this. This is the Alex Jones Show, GCN Radio Network.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, and I'm very excited to announce the release of my bombshell documentary film, 911, The Road to Tyranny, on DVD. That's right folks, DVD. The original film was 144 minutes long. The DVD version is 170 minutes. If you want to wake up your friends and families to the truth of what happened on September 11th, this is the film for you. The Road to Tyranny is already sending shockwaves through Washington and across the United States. You absolutely must see this DVD. It covers the history of government-sponsored terrorism, the police state and homeland security, the nightmare UN population control programs, the cashless society control grid, satellite tracking, implantable microchips, and much, much more. Bottom line, this film is waking people up. Order your copy on VHS or DVD today and man the guns of the InfoWar. Order right now by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. Again, that number, 888-253-3139.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels. Housing prices, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., full-color photographs, 550 high-resolution full-color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29, plus shipping, by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438, or order online at BerkeyWater.com.
What's better than a tiny tiger in your tank? A tornado under your hood. A tornado is an easy-to-install, maintenance-free air twister designed to increase gas mileage. I personally commissioned independent tests to verify results in 6 vehicles, and all of them gained MPG with tornado. With today's gas prices, it makes sense to cage the gas-saving power of a tornado. Visit TornadoAir.com or pick up your tornado at Checker, Shucks, and Cragen today.
In today's world of discord and disappointment, one thing's for sure. Car cover owners are so satisfied, they buy their car covers all over again. Think car covers are a hassle? No. Research shows owners find covers easy to put on and take off. Are all covers the same? No. The standard in car cover fabric is Block It by Kimberly Clark. Don't let sun and dust damage your car. Kimberly Clark's Block It fabric's got you covered. That's Block It by Kimberly Clark.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, we just want to go right to your calls, 800-259-9231. Anything that is on your mind, you want to comment on this domestic terrorism, the summer of fear? Do you have any suggestions? You want to comment on this Karzai connection to the drug lords in Afghanistan? Anything you want to talk about for the next hour, 1-800-259-9231. This is the Alex Jones Show. I'm Jack Blood sitting in for Alex today. Alex should be back with you on Monday with a full report on the 9/11 Neocon Agenda Conference. Remember to go to PrisonPlanet.com. There are a lot of new articles coming out by Paul Joseph Watts, I think one of the better writers on the Internet today. And all of the news we're covering today coming right off of PrisonPlanet.com. Let's go to Steve Mason. Steve Mason in Texas, who I know on the front lines for immigration and the border war. Steve, good to hear from you. You're on the show.
Thanks. Thanks, Jack. I wanted to announce to everybody about the 21st Century Paul Revere Ride. It has started in Los Angeles. It is making its way across the country, rallying in various parts of the country against the illegal invasion, and they're going to end up in Washington, D.C.
And you're a Minuteman, so I assume this is a Minuteman project here?
No, it's a 21st Century Paul Revere ride. It's put on by Frosty Wooldridge, who's one of the greatest speakers and writers and intellects in the immigration control movement. He's got a website at frostywooldridge.com.
Any other plugs today, Steve?
Pardon me?
Any other plugs you want to get out here?
Well, I wanted to announce to the people in Austin is that he's the 21st Century Paul Revere Ride is coming through Austin on Sunday morning at the Capitol at 9 a.m. to 10 a.m., and they're going to proceed from there to Crawford, then up to Arlington, and on across the country.
So this Sunday morning at the State House, the Paul Revere Ride will roll through Austin, Texas, and then head up to Crawford.
Yeah.
And I don't have a clone, so I won't be able to go. I guess the listeners will have to represent me there at the and Alex at the event.
Well, okay. I want to give everybody the website if they want, if they're interested in the schedule.
Go ahead.
It's 21stCenturyPaulRevereRide.us.
All right, Steve. Thanks for that, man. Keep up the good work, Steve. Appreciate the call. Let's go to Joan in Florida. Joan, you're on the Alex Jones Show.
Yes. Hi, Jack.
Hello.
Earlier in the show, you mentioned that on the Hannity and Combs last night, I'm getting an echo here.
Well, you're coming through good on my end.
Let's
see if we can work on it. Yeah, we actually played the clip of Jim Fetzer on the Shamnity and Combs program.
Exactly. And it talked about the Secretary of Transportation, Mineta.
Norman Mineta, yeah.
Mineta. Guess what? About an hour before you played that clip on the TV, they announced that he was stepping down today, the Secretary of Transportation.
I was under the impression that Mineta had already stepped down, so...
I don't know. They announced it like...
This administration goes through cabinet members like no other administration before them.
Uh-huh.
They're not long for their jobs.
Uh-huh.
And generally what we hear, Joan, is they want to go spend time with their family.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
And that's code for get the heck out of here. We've got someone else who will follow the memos a little better than you.
Well, the fellow that resigned the other day, he's gone to Goldman Sachs.
That's right.
Not a
You're talking
bad
about
deal.
Zolnick?
Yeah. Yes, not a bad deal.
Yeah, Mr. Zolnick, Trilateral Commission, Bilderberger, worked with the WTO to rape and pillage our country, helped in the Enron covering up, an enabler of Wall Street. Played a key role in NAFTA and CAFTA, 2 decades of GOP shilling, going to, as you said, Goldman Sachs. He really wanted that Treasury job and I think was a little upset. But he was actually Condi's handler, I believe. He was number two at the State House. He was Condoleezza Rice's handler, much like Richard Armitage, who was the mentor of Colin Powell, got the number two job at the State House and was there to look after Colin Powell, much like Dick Cheney looks after George W. Bush, and much how... The former lawyer for the Bush administration looking after all of them.
By the way, I heard your prediction possibly it was just on my tongue, for president.
Right. I'm way out on a limb for the 08 election.
Yeah,
I don't mind
John,
doing that.
Oh, come on, what's his name? A little cutie pie.
John Edwards.
John Edwards. This morning they were replaying. He was on one of the talk invite guests. And, there's little pushes here and there for him.
His star is rising, and I'm not making a prediction so much as I am a radio talk show host, so I'm giving you my analysis, much like Chris Matthews or anyone else would.
Mm-hmm. Well, listen, I thought that was interesting that Secretary of Transportation is...
What's the skinny down there in Florida? Do they got you guys all cowering in your boots over there because they wrapped up this giant terrorist plot there, which we decoded as a massive sting operation? And what's the feeling down there because of this?
Well, I'm not that close to Miami. I'm up here in the Tampa Bay area.
Mm-hmm.
But from what I get, a lot of people just think that they question whether this is... the real thing.
Isn't that the truth, Joan? People just don't take a lot of stock in what's rolling off the Pentagon fax machine today.
Well, it seems like once a day or at least twice a day, there's something new to rile the nerves, the nervous system of the American people.
The hurricanes are going to get you. The terrorists are going to get you. People with guns are going to get you.
Oh, I know what I saw in a trailer today. Indonesia... possibility of human-to-human bird flu in Indonesia.
Right. They tried to report that a few days ago.
It just keeps hitting them over and over until I think so many are numb.
Well, I'm going to take Bush's advice, and I'm going to advise you, Joan, and the rest of you
shopping?
To stay the course. We're going to stay the course, George. Thanks for that advice. And George Bush, he said he was a uniter and not a divider.
Uh-huh.
And he was right about that because he's united all of us together to fight for freedom.
He's united a lot of people from the left and the right, and they don't care about the left and right anymore. They're getting focused.
Well, let's make sure to smash those paradigms, Joan. Thank you so much for calling in today. You have a great weekend. Art is calling us from Kansas. Art, you're on the phone. This is the Alex Jones Show.
Hi. I got to apologize for this phone line. It's been the pit since AT&T took over.
And we just reported yesterday there's a big NSA AT&T internet spying hub in a secret bunker right there in Kansas City.
Well, why not? I mean, that's where the railroad is going. From Mexico. I just want to say I think the saddest aspect of this whole war is the fact that our intelligence and our military didn't learn a thing from the Soviet problem in Afghanistan 20 years ago. They finally picked up and left.
Yeah, well, I'm not sure if that's the best analysis or not. I mean, look, But what is a good analysis is they don't seem to learn a thing. I mean, we remember the old adage, don't we, Art? Those who don't learn from history are doomed to repeat it.
Exactly.
Obviously, somebody's not learning, or, again, as FDR said, there's no coincidences in politics.
I know. Anyway, I just thought that's interesting. There's a book called The Bear Trap about the Soviets in Afghanistan.
I'll check it out.
Oh, okay.
Thank you so much. I mean, look, we've already got the preliminary or most of the info from that war in Afghanistan, as is the war in Kosovo, as the information coming from the entire continent of Africa, and we put that out on the air. But you can make of it what you want. That's the thing. When you listen to a show like this, we're not telling you, this is it, this is how it is, you got to believe this, or you're wrong, or you're with the terrorists, or you're with the government, whatever it's going to be. We're just giving you the information that you're not getting in hopes that you'll double-check the facts, you'll get on board with us, and you'll get the information out if it meets with your common sense, with your gut, with your intuition. And just thank God for networks like this, not just this network, networks like this, that put out this information, and for all of you. Let's go to Dennis in New York. Is that right, Dennis? You're on the Alex Jones Show.
All right, how you doing?
Very good.
Yeah, I happened to just be watching CNN a little while ago, and they had a guy on named Paul Callan, who's a former federal prosecutor, and he pretty much confirmed everything that Alex had said in the beginning of the show, that the whole thing was a setup, that this guy instigated them.
Well, this was on CNN last night. Master G.H.G. Athia, which is one of the suspect's friends, said, quote, someone along the line offered to him some funds to do whatever he wanted to do, if that's what he wanted to do. And as far as some subversive work, and he said that they would give him whatever he needed. So again, I mean, they baited, they found some people they could bait, they gave him a bunch of money. The people obviously didn't have very good judgment, and they played right into the hands of the FBI.
I was amazed. It was on CNN, because this guy said right out that he was, you know, he told them that he was with Al-Qaeda, and he got them to take the oath to Al-Qaeda, and that he instigated the whole thing, and they just went along with him.
And, of course, that's even hard to kind of make an analysis to, because they're trying to portray this as domestic terrorism. Are they now saying that there might have been some connections to Al-Qaeda, or that's just the line this guy used in order to get these guys wrapped up?
Yeah, well, like I said, but he's, you know, they're saying that the FBI informant had said this, that he was Al-Qaeda.
Right.
So I don't know what's going on.
Well, we do, and actually this just happened yesterday, and we've already got a pretty good analysis on what's happening, and it's just more of the same. I think Alex really articulated this earlier in the first hour, and if you missed that, just go back and listen to it.
Like I said, that was why I called, because it was exactly what he had said.
There you go.
Okay.
Anything else, Dennis?
That's about it.
Thank you so much for the call. Tim in Utah, you're on the Alex Jones Show.
Hello?
Yes, you're on the air.
Yeah, actually, we're from Nebraska, but we're in Utah. We're headed to Los Angeles. Looking forward to seeing you tomorrow.
All right. Nice road trip with a great ending.
Yeah, you say you used to live in Las Vegas. How far is it from Las Vegas to Los Angeles?
It's not that far, actually. It used to be Route 66 would take you as a straight shot right out there. And probably, you're looking at maybe, I'm going to guess, because it's been so long since I made the trip, probably about 3.5-4 hours tops.
Okay, good.
Maybe not even that long.
Don't really have anything to add to the show.
You want directions and a timeline for your travel?
Right.
And you're in the car and you're heading to the conference. I'll look forward to meeting you there, Tim.
Okay.
It's going to be great. Charlie Sheen is going to be speaking. A lot of guest surprise speakers are going to be speaking at the conference. People covering it from all over the world. Alex Jones giving the keynote address. Looking forward to seeing everybody that's going out there. We'll come right back after this, folks. More news and information you're not getting anywhere else. The Alex Jones Show.
OPCPure.com.
What are you doing?
Energizing. OPCPure.com.
Energizing?
And celebrating. OPCPure.com.
Celebrating what?
By energizing.
What? You're crazy.
Not crazy. Just excited. I finally found the all-natural products that restore my energy without chemicals or toxins. I don't even experience the crash and burn I get from energy drinks, coffee, or sugar highs. I'm a healthier man, and I feel great.
OPC what?
OPCPure.com, my friend. OPCPure.com.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right, gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 psi, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filter. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. Get the advanced Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Dry, cracked heels used to be a real problem for me, especially in the summer when I wear sandals. My husband would say, "Your heels are like sandpaper." But then my podiatrist gave me Calyx ointment. It's diabetic-friendly and smooths cracked heels and calluses using natural enzymes. Calyx never stings or burns and made my heels baby soft. Now they look and feel great. If you have calluses or dry, cracked heels, try Calyx ointment. You can find it at Walgreens and Long's in the foot care section.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Joining us on the Alex Jones Show, Jack Blood, your radio gun. here with you for about another 35 minutes, and then I'll be doing my program for 2 hours on this very network, Deadline Live with Jack Blood. I'm going to keep rolling with the phone calls. Again, we got a lot of news to report. We'll sneak some of it in, but I want to hear what you have to say. This is a good opportunity in an open line format to get something on the record. 1-800-259-9231. I think we might even have one line open or not. But if somebody drops, you can get in. Let's go to Thomas in Tennessee. Thomas, thank you for calling. You're on the Alex Jones Show.
Hey, how you doing?
Very good.
Hey, listen. I'm just so mad. I just want to make a couple rapid fire points and try to get through. I know you got a lot of callers, but I want to show how phony and fake the mainstream media is. They say they're trying to get George Bush. They're against George Bush. If they really wanted to hurt him, they would jump all over this 9/11 thing and they would push it themselves. And they're just throwing little hardballs.
Well, not if it shows that all of their prime movers on the 9/11 commission, the phony CFR whitewash commission, or the 9/11 omission, as I like to call it, were in on it. They don't want that to come out.
It's just a bunch of crap.
But you know what they would do? They would use a lot of the information that we have that actually could be used in a partisan effort to get rid of George Bush. Instead, I'm looking at these debates over the war, and it just looks like they're imploding. They're imploding.
I was filling up my gas tank the other day, and I remember, if you might remember back in 91, I bought a Geo Metro back in 91. It got 58 miles to the gallon on the highway, and it cost me maybe $8 to fill my tank. Why in the world can't they, all the technology that we have, we can't make an engine that's better than 91? But when I filled my little Ford Ranger the other day, it cost me $25 to get it 3/4 of the way full. And I just keep thinking, George Bush, you creep. Every time I fill my tank, I'm so mad. Have you ever heard of acetone in your gas tank? I was listening to, I guess it was Derry Brownfield. I heard someone call in and said truckers are using acetone in their fuel and diesel.
Right.
And have you heard anything about that? Because I want to do that so bad.
Well, I mean, there are a lot of additives that you can certainly make your car go better, and fuel injection. See, the thing is that cars have actually improved. It's just that the gas has gotten worse, and certainly the price of gas has shot through the roof. So, and then, of course, you know, our cost of living goes up, and somehow our wages go down. And this, you know, gets us to these scabs that run through the border. To take the jobs to do that we won't do, you know, like those good construction jobs you just get paid $18 an hour for, you know, you're lucky to get $8 an hour for. So, yeah, I mean, they say there's no inflation. Give me a break. You know, and you do get mad when you go fill up your tank. I have a little Toyota, and it takes a very small amount of gas. It costs about $25 to fill the thing up now. I mean, but we do a lot of walking, let me tell you. But there is, the technology exists. From hydrogen to biofuel to solar power to pure electric, the technology is there, but the big five motor companies are saying you don't want the technology, so they're going to wait till you demand it before they put it into action.
So you can use acetone in the gas tank from like auto parts stores and things like that?
I'm not an expert on that, so I'd check that out with somebody else, but I have heard that as well.
Okay, well, the true patriots in this country need to stand up and get rid of the IRS and get rid of these phony balonies in the White House. And get some real people in there.
Expose the Federal Reserve.
Exactly, man. Exactly.
It all begins and ends there. Hey, thanks for the call. I appreciate that, Thomas. Stay mad. You know, it's good for you. Keeps you alive. Makes you know you're alive. When you stop getting mad and you start sinking in apathy in front of those 500 channels of programming, you know you've lost the war for yourself and for your family. Because we just brought up the Federal Reserve, I want to go over this really quick. This is a letter sent to me by one of the listeners, and by the way, probably the best way to reach me, believe it or not, is through MySpace. Just Google me or whatever you do, Jack Blood MySpace. Friend me over there to get my bulletins. This is maybe one of the best ways to get me, and I get a lot of mail over there. This is something I got. It is from Ron Paul's adversary here in Texas. Of course, the elections are coming up for everybody, including Ron Paul. And I want to come back and I want to talk about this because this guy is asking for it. He wants action. He doesn't understand what Ron Paul is doing. We're going to make it very clear to him and everybody else very soon here as we tear his phone lines up. Stay tuned, folks. This is the Alex Jones Show. Jack Blood filling in for Alex Jones. Infowars.com.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
The Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Hey, Bill, I'm buying lunch today. And check this out. I bought a new car.
Wow, John, I guess you took my advice and visited that website we were talking about over lunch last time we met. www.didyourobbillgates.com.
I did, and you were right. I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. And it's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my fifth week.
Whoa, that's awesome. John, your business will keep growing as mine has. In fact, people are joining from all over the world. It's incredible. Everyone should go to www.didyourobbillgates.com and learn how this program can help them become financially independent, too.
Thanks a million, Bill, for telling me about www.didyourobbillgates.com.
Check, please.
I got this one, Bill.
Sure, John. Let's tell everyone about www.didyourobbillgates.com.
Deal.
That's right, folks. Get mad. Get even. You gotta be alive. You gotta feel something. You gotta get mad. But you can't get so mad that you lose perspective and you lose what you're fighting for, what's really important to you. So we gotta be mad, but we gotta keep loving our lives. Yeah, I know. I know. That doesn't sound good to a lot of you. That love thing. People are weak who love their neighbor. I want to go continue to go over this. This is a letter from Shane Schuyler, I guess you would pronounce his name. He's running in the same district, District 14, with Congressman Ron Paul, who has been a huge asset to us, one of the only good guys in Congress today. And here's his take on it. Hurricane season is upon us. And Libertarian Congressman Ron Paul thinks we've forgotten his shameful record on relief and recovery. Last week, Paul triumphantly announced that Congress had passed hurricane relief funding and that he and his colleagues had worked to obtain 90% reimbursement for Texas communities affected by Hurricane Rita. He goes on to say, well, Ron Paul didn't vote for the bill because the bill is loaded up with more government in your lives, more intrusion, and more control. This is something that Ron Paul is proud that he protects his constituents from. This is exactly it. Get government out of our lives. We're going to take care of this. You know, write us a check with no strings attached. But the problem is, there are no checks coming from the Beltway from Washington, D.C., from K Street, that don't have strings attached to it. So eventually, you want to do the right thing for your constituents, but you can't because there are so many strings attached. Obviously, Mr. Schuyler doesn't get this. And for some reason, he thinks that this message is going to resonate with the people of District 41 here in Texas, and he's taking on Ron Paul. I don't think Ron has anything to worry about by Shane Schuyler, because obviously the people of District 41 know who they have and really are 14 and really appreciate what Ron Paul has done for him. And you appreciate Ron Paul all around the country. So Schuyler wants us to forward messages to our friends, spread the word about the real Ron Paul. You know, the real Ron Paul that wants to not just reform the United Nations, but abolish it. The Ron Paul that wants to not just reform or even for once audit the Federal Reserve, but to repeal it, repeal central banks. The Ron Paul who wants government out of our lives as a true conservative. That's the real Paul, real Ron Paul. We should let people know. So I think we should let Shane Schuyler know about the real Ron Paul and how we support him. I don't care if you live in Germany or if you live in Seattle, Washington, or New York, or Florida, or Chicago. Let's go ahead and let Shane know exactly how we feel. That we support Ron Paul, not only here in Texas, specifically in Texas, but all around the country. That he is probably the bravest congressman we've ever had, at least in the last 150 years. Shane Schuyler, here's his number. Get a pen. 361-574-9988. Shane, your phones are about to ring off the hook, buddy. 361-574-9988. And Ron Paul's work on the neocons is spectacular, where he points out that they're all Trotskyites. Super neoliberals who have become neocons. So let's let Shane Schuyler, who thinks he is being tricky here, let's let him know what we think. 361-574-9988. Gives us something to do. It's fun. It's just fun to beat these guys up and put them in their place. Let them know who you really support, and this is going to backfire on this guy. Let's make sure it does. Let's show these people that we support Congressman Ron Paul. Let's go to Paul in Baltimore. Paul, thank you for holding. You're on the Alex Jones Show.
Yes. Hello, Jack.
Yes, you're on the line. Mm-hmm.
Yes, I just plugged my charger in.
Okay. Thanks for sharing.
Let's see. I'm getting a reverb here, but...
Well, I hear you fine, so make a point for us. Put something on the record, Paul.
Right, I understand. I'd like to mention that there is a website out there that it's called giveupblog.com. It's got Hitler versus Coulter quiz, and you can find it by doing a Google search, Hitler, Coulter, and quiz, and it's hilarious. You cannot tell the difference between Ann Coulter and Hitler. Have you seen it? I haven't, though.
I'm a little sick of Ann Coulter, let me tell you. A little bit goes a long way with that that woman. But, yeah, I mean, she's very easy to poke fun at, and I don't doubt that her statements actually can fit side by side. And if you read them, you wouldn't know if it was Hitler or Ann Coulter. Same thing with George Bush or John Ashcroft.
Oh, another book I wanted to mention is by Gustav Gilbert, who was an interrogator during Nuremberg trials.
Mm-hmm.
He wrote a book called The Nuremberg Diary,
mm-hmm.
and he's got a Hermann Göring quote, which is incredible. It totally describes what...
do you have it in front of you?
Yes, I do.
Read it.
Okay, it is always a simple matter to drag the people along, whether it is a democracy or a fascist dictatorship or a parliament, or a communist dictatorship. Voice or no voice, the people can always be brought to the bidding of the leaders. That is easy. All you have to do is to tell them they are being attacked and denounce the peacemakers for lack of patriotism and exposing the country to danger. It works the same in any country. Reich Marshal Hermann Göring. This was recorded by Gustav Gilbert in his book.
Would you be surprised if I told you, Paul, that I have a giant laminated version of that quote on my studio wall?
Wow, but it's documented.
Yeah.
It's not in the trial transcripts. This was recorded in his Gilbert's actual diaries.
Sure, and it almost sounds like something that that Nero might say or Caesar might say. We've heard quotes like this throughout history.
It sounds like something the Bush administration would say in their closed-door meetings.
It sounds like something our next president, whoever that might be, might say. Because we're going to get more of the same. Hey, Paul, thanks for the call, man, and the quote. You have a great weekend, okay?
Right.
Leslie in Virginia. Thank you for holding. You're on the Alex Jones Show.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call.
You got it.
I have a message for Shane. What is his name? Shane Schuyler?
Yeah.
Shane, this is Leslie from Virginia. And I challenge you, and I'll give you a call, of course, after this. I get off the phone with this person. And I challenge you to go after the SPP partnership that Bush signed, that's for starters. That's the Security and Prosperity Partnership, and that's with Vicente Fox, and that's with Paul Martin, the Canadian Prime Minister for the Union, the North American Union.
Right.
And I also challenge Shane to go after those corporations, and you'll see Carlyle Group right on down the line, and you can get that on Jerome Corsi's website. So we want to see what you do in this and get a congressional investigation.
He's done nothing but put out spin. He has no track record. He's done nothing to defend the citizens of Texas.
Anybody can run for anything. We want to see what he produces in the next month. So come on, Shane. Come belly up to the bar.
That's right. I love that. That's awesome. Well, let's take it to this guy.
I'm not going to take this anymore.
That's right. Yeah, that's exactly right. Well, look, you guys give it to him, and, you know, hey, I wanted to make a little announcement because we support Ron.
He's got the
track record that beats out every congressman in this country. You can name anyone you want. Senators, congressmen, Ron Paul has been fighting for us. And, yeah, he doesn't want to vote for more government control. Big surprise.
He ain't going to do squat.
It's actually better, Leslie, if they do nothing.
I'm talking about the Shane person.
Yeah, but it's actually better if you don't vote for anything and just create gridlock than what this guy wants to do.
You something. We all know about your man. Your man is fantastic. I'm saying this guy, you know, nothing is stopping him. Belly up to the bar.
Yeah.
Well, hey, listen,
that's good.
Thanks.
Take the challenge and can't wait for the debate.
I want to see some action around here.
Yeah, me too.
Thank you.
Thank you for the call, Leslie. Have a good weekend. We've got W calling from Texco. W, is that you? You see, W has a hard time getting out a sentence, and I think that his controllers instantly just beeped him right off the air. Chris in Florida, thank you for holding. You're on the Alex Jones Show.
Jack, I think there might be a problem with the Google searching on Alex's website. They actually might be blocking some of the searches.
Mm-hmm.
Because I've done a search on an article that I had searched for a few months ago by Todd Duransky on the $3.5 million that Bush requested for the Korean light water reactors.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's not there. And that's an article that I know was reflected all over the net on different websites, but now they're not even coming up. So,
Well, that's the problem. I mean, unless we copy this and paste it and keep it forever, and look, there's so much news coming out, that would be very expensive and very time-consuming. We're going to lose stuff. That's why when you hear something, the best thing to do, Chris, is to copy it yourself right away and keep it in the records. But we have a few webmasters listening to this program. We'll look into that. The search engines are very, very complicated and very tricky on individual websites, and sometimes it's still there. You just got to look for it. My advice is when you hear something good, copy it immediately and keep it for your records.
Well, I did copy it. I actually emailed the author of the article, Todd Duransky, who's with Bloomberg News, because it wasn't on Bloomberg's website. They just keep the most recent articles on there.
Yeah.
And when I emailed him just to verify that he had written it, he emailed me right away back saying, you know, giving me a full copy of the article and saying that he had written it, and he's surprised it isn't very very popular these days. They don't repeat that. But
I wish I could be of more help, Chris.
Yeah. I think Google's blocking it.
Wouldn't surprise me.
And I also wanted to encourage people to call in the talk shows. It's so easy to get through, even the national talk shows, except for Hannity and Limbaugh.
Mm-hmm.
There's very little hold time. It shows that they really don't have much ratings, and it gives us a great chance to educate the country. You know, fight the repetition of lies.
But, well, when you do, mention Jack Blood and Alex Jones and GCN. But, you know, there's a guy named John Connor out there who's actually sitting in for me on my show on Monday, and he holds the record. He gets in a few of these a week, gets into Hannity a couple of times a week, and just will not let up. And you're right, you can get through. It just takes a little determination and a little patience.
Sure. Yeah, and it's really amazing their responses. I mean, they have such few lies, and we have a huge arsenal of facts, any of which they shy away from, and they squirm when you mention
it. Let me just say this, Chris, and I got to let you go and wish you a good weekend, but when you do make these calls, make sure your points are organized. You know, have the best, most verifiable source information in front of you that you can have. Practice it a little bit. You know, you might only get 30 to 60 seconds, and make sure you put something on the record that they cannot refute or deny, and it will just make them look like liars.
Well, I've done that before. I've told this local talk show host who has a few affiliates nationwide to email Todd Zoransky to make sure that he wrote this article if he doesn't believe me. And yet, after he takes my call, he says that it doesn't look like Todd Zoransky actually wrote this article. So, of course, the next time I called him, I had to shame him and let him know that, yeah, Todd Zoransky did write this article. You need to email him. Just to verify.
Sure, and you can always call the source yourself. I mean, you don't have to be a big reporter or somebody important to call and verify the sources. You can do that as readers, as subscribers of any news service. Chris, good for talking, man. You have a great weekend. Thanks for the call.
Yeah, take it easy.
Let's go to New York. We'll go first to Ron in New York and then Mike in New York. Ron, how you doing? You're on the Alex Jones Show.
Hi, Jack. How you doing?
Very good.
I want to expand on something I discussed on your show the other day when you had your guest on, the author, and we were talking about the medical databasing. I did a little bit more research since the other day. In fact, I actually called my congressman's office and spoke to his point person on that particular issue. It turns out that there is a version of medical database bill which has just been voted out of Ways and Means Committee in the House of Representatives. It's going to come out into the floor of the full House. And they probably want to take it up before they recess in 2 weeks, all right? Now, she was rather informative. I had asked her, what are the level of privacy protections that are in that bill to protect your medical privacy, medical records privacy?
Right.
And her response was little to none. Now, another...
And let's remind listeners, this is a bipartisan privacy-affecting health bill that Hillary Clinton and others are both involved in, again, to... just get you one more step to total surveillance.
Right. As a matter of fact, something I brought up some issues on your show the other day, but one thing I didn't bring up is the following. Being this information will be in the possession of the United States Department of Health and Human Services, and there'll be no legal limitations as to how they disseminate the information, there is every good probability that they will shift it to the Department of Justice NICS system, the system that your name is run through before you purchase a firearm.
Yeah.
And I believe that they'll start trying to utilize it in that way as well,
sure.
Or misutilize it in that way as well.
And also, this will segue into the Employer Verification Act, which is a no work list. You know, Ron, this is
correct.
What we talked about the other day when you called in. This is also, and probably most importantly, a eugenics program to weed out the weak and give, through natural selection, all the key jobs to the sons and daughters and nepotism of the elite.
That's correct. Jack, I've never seen something that could be misapplied and misused in so many different respects. This thing is a multi-headed monster.
Yeah, Hydra.
Your listeners have to call. They have to stand up. They have to act like men and women. They have to do something before this thing is put into law.
Well, give us the exact information, Ron, because you're right. This is something like about 100 other things that have to be stopped. But somebody might really take a niche and put their line in the sand on this. Give us the exact information we would need.
Unfortunately, the title of the bill, it's a technology enhancement, the Senate version, which is the Hillary Clinton Bill Frist version that was passed in January on the Senate side. It's the Medical Technology Enhancement Act. It's a very long titled bill. The one on the House side, I did not get the exact title to it, but basically it's a parallel bill, more or less. And it was voted out of Ways and Means this past week. And anybody in Washington up on the Hill is familiar with it because it's almost a legal landmark. The first time we would attempt to database every American's medical record with the federal government. They've got to speak up.
You can't database. It's going to be too time-consuming. Really, the best way to do it, let's just go ahead and I'll take microchips because that's going to be the best way to do that. I mean, here's Hillary Clinton and Bill Frist, mortal enemies.
Yes.
Reaching across the aisle to enslave you.
And please, let me say this to some of your listeners who might buy the hogwash they give you about this database, all right? The one lining they have found in this cloud is they're saying, well, it's a good thing because let's say you're from New York and you go to Florida and you get sick. Well, your doctor in Florida, you know, will be able to treat you and he'll be able to get your medical information. Well, that one aspect, small aspect of it might be true. The fact is there are 99 other diabolical purposes and uses for this system. In fact, I want you to know this, and you're right, it is bipartisan. It is a bipartisan attempt to undermine people because in the Ways and Means Committee in the House, that's a Republican majority. An amendment was brought up before that committee saying, listen, at least allow Americans who don't want to be part of this system to opt out. That Republican majority in that committee said no. They said no opt out of that system. Well, so you got to understand, yeah. We're between an alligator and a crocodile here.
Nice.
Okay? That's the Republicans and the Democrats.
Hey, you Ron, thanks for bringing this to our attention. And in the next few hours, I'm going to talk about bank data being sifted by U.S. and the secret block terror effect. Yeah, that's right. There are no more privacy unless you're George Bush, and then you don't have to tell anybody anything. We'll be right back after this to round this whole thing up. Big finish on the Alex Jones Show coming up right after this.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my most comprehensive documentary exposing the New World Order's orchestration of the September 11th attacks yet. In my new film, The Masters of Terror, we chronicle the globalist master plan for world domination. The Masters of Terror details how the elite are using manufactured terrorism to drive the world population into accepting tyranny. Witness in horror the execution of the September 11th attacks and the ensuing whitewash. The cashless society control grid, infallible microchips, mass mind control, militarization of police, concentration camps, foreign troops, mass on U.S. soil, the USA Patriot Act, Super Big Brother Total Information Awareness Network, and much, much more. It is absolutely vital that everyone see the Masters of Terror. Only by exposing the perpetrators of September 11th can we stop them from carrying out the next wave of attacks and destroying our constitutional republic. Order online now at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Honor and a privilege sitting in for Alex Jones the last 3 days. Great talking to my old friends, the Shortwavers. We dropped our shortwave a long time ago, but really just an honor being with you. It's so great to talk to such an intelligent, well-informed audience who's ready to go out there, beat the bushes, pun intended, get on the phone, hammer people, stand up for liberty, truth, and justice, expose corruption. Just really a great honor to be here with you this week, and looking forward to seeing all of you in Los Angeles that make it out for the big convention. And I will, of course, be coming up on my program. Howard Zinn will be my guest in the second hour of my program, immediately following this show at the top of the hour, Propaganda News. We got a ton of news to take. We'll also take more of your calls. And I want to let any affiliates know that are out there. My show is also on satellite. And I want to thank you, brave affiliates, for picking up the program. I want to thank all the sponsors for being like-minded and sponsoring this program. I want to thank all of you who have supported InfoWars and Alex Jones all these years and have made so much of this possible. We're winning the war against the New World Order. Okay, it's going to be a long battle, but the victories are coming in, and that's something we always need to remember, that we are not defeated, that we're taking it to them. Mike in New York, you are our tail gunner today. Put something on the record, Mike. Take us out.
Beautiful. When you mentioned Wali Karzai there and drug running in Afghanistan, the first person I thought about who could shed some light on all this was Sybil Edmonds.
Yeah.
But then I had to remember the ruling out of King George's Minstrel Supreme Court against whistleblowers. Make it very difficult for Sybil to reveal what she knows about the drug trade.
Well, look, I would Google who killed John O'Neill, and you're going to get a whole bunch of more evidence and paper trails that go along with this and explain exactly what this story is about. And that's the best tip I can give you for right now, Mike. But you know what? Every time, whether it's Iran-Contra, whether it, I guess, Vietnam, another great example. The war in Korea, good example. The war in Kosovo, a good example. The war in the Balkans. And now the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan. It all always seems to lead back to dope and kids, and all of these things that the elite take pleasure in unleashing upon the people of the planet.
And a lot of the same players throughout the last 20, 30, 40 years.
Isn't it amazing what these guys can get away with? I mean, we thought we had the noose around their neck at the Iran-Contra hearings, and then along came guys like John Kerry to be gatekeepers to make sure that nobody is prosecuted. And now, we got Oliver North on Fox News telling us what the truth is. Give me a break.
Jack, two more comments?
Sure, quick.
Thank you for filling in for Jack this for Alex this week.
Well, let Alex know. If you like what I did, let Alex know. Maybe I'll be back.
Well, that's the second comment. Alex, Charlie, go get them.
That's right.
All right.
Don't worry about it. We're not shy about that. Hey, I want to thank all the callers, and again, thank the network. John, you did a great job today. Again, it was a pleasure sitting in. Got two more hours to go. Got a ton more news to cover. Some of the things we're going to cover, this bank data sifted by the U.S. in secret to block terror. We're going to talk about more about these phony chemical weapons that were found. Talk about Tom Ridge's decades of war for the war on terror. We're going to talk about propaganda and newspapers now actually rejecting some of the White House's propaganda. And also, I didn't get to this, social isolation growing within the United States, how we can defeat that and expose that as well. You've been a great audience. You have a great weekend. Hope to see a lot of you in L.A. Alex will be back on Monday. Again, please support InfoWars.com. We'll see you all in just a few minutes. Thank you for joining us. This is the Alex Jones Show. Now go out and fight the New World Order.
If you would like a copy of this show, come to GCNLive.com and reserve it today. Or call toll-free 877-300-7645.